Blog Talk Radio.
And he shall direct thy path.
And so I tell you, I can't do any without God. There's nothing that I want to do without him. I want to include God in absolutely everything that pertaining to my life. Hallelujah. And so I'm asking you at this time to bow your head as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your love, hallelujah, unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us, hallelujah, together once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know this world is not our home. We know that you have prepared for those that are living according to your will, according to your command. A mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its creator and you are its architect. And until you crack those clouds one historic day, God, we'll be coming and going, hallelujah, as pilgrims to this barren land. We're asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay, hallelujah, to bring a rhyme of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, hallelujah, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their soul. It's another blessing we ask in your son, Jesus, mighty marvelous name. And we have a particular and peculiar people of this land. We shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just so delighted to be able to come across these airways to share the divine truth with you, you, and you. For God told me to go into the world and preach not Janice's gospel, but to preach Jesus, preach the good news, hallelujah, to every creature. And he told me that he that believeth is found. He that believeth not shall be damned. So I'm coming across these airways and these skyways with a word from the Lord. And I'm asking those of you to get your good sleep, pull your chair up close to your radio dial, or your computer, or your laptop, or your tablet, whatever that you might be listening to this program by the way of. And like I said before, I just thank God for you, you, and you. And so without any further ado, hallelujah, we're going to go on into our scheduled program. And our theme on tonight, our sermon on tonight, entitled, Get Off My Back. And I know we are familiar with those words. They sound just like some of the words that we once heard or we might have once used in our lifetime. You know, when we use those words, that means that we have gotten angry and we feel like we've been pestered. And so you tell the one that's, you know, giving you maybe the full one-on-one, two drop kick twos is to just back off, you know, get away from me because I don't want to hear what you have to say, so just get off my back. That's our sermon on tonight. And so we're coming from our key scripture, and it's coming out of the law of Romans 7:14 through 25. And it reads like this. And it says that, who will deliver me from this body of death? That's coming once again out of the law of Romans 7:24. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded as I watched a family member tear each other apart on an afternoon talk show. As I kept listening, I'm hoping to hear three precious words, and that was, I forgive you. And so I theme also include the word forgiveness in our sermon, Get Off My Back. And instead, I heard venomous anger and wounded words. You are no longer a part of this family, one patron said. And as the show and family were split further apart than at the start, and my heart went out to the young man that was exiled from his family. Hallelujah. And I realized that he had contributed to the family's distress. Yet I felt the man's spirit cry out for love and forgiveness. Hallelujah. He left with neither. And I wondered, the paralytic man brought to Jesus might have not been someone crying out for love and forgiveness. Jesus had a way of cutting to the quick, getting to the heart of the matter. And as Jesus walked and talked with the sick, he often spoke words that touched their most pressing need. Jesus knew that some folks would never be healed physically until their souls and spirit were healed. And we know that in our families and communities, there are many who need all kind of healing. They will not be healed until they know that God forgives them and that we forgive them. And until they forgive themselves, while we cannot condone actions that are contrary to God's word, God mandates us to offer forgiveness and reconciliation to those who seek healing and wholeness. And as frail humans, we will often fail our Lord. The good news, however, is that God offers a clean slate with new hope, hallelujah, and new possibilities. As we acknowledge our sins, let us listen for Spirit crying out for a clean slate, crying out for new hope and new possibilities. And tell them, take heart, the Lord has forgiven your sins. Hallelujah. And we are to forgive those who has wronged us, has despitefully used us. We are to forgive those because God has forgiven us our wrongdoing as well. And so I know some of you say, well, Overseer Ward, I've been hurt by my ex-wife. I've been hurt by my husband. I've been hurt by a loved one, or maybe it's been a child, or maybe it's been a colleague, maybe it's been a business partner that has hurt you. But God tell us to forgive them of the wrong that they have contributed to our hurt. And I tell you that you will feel like a tremendous load of weight has been lifted up off of your shoulders. Because we know that holding a grudge is just like holding a 50 pounds of weight. And when that weight is removed, then you can move a lot easier than before. Hallelujah. I'm reminded that a woman said that she never prayed more than once for anything. Hallelujah. She didn't want to worry God with her repeated requests. We know that the Lord teaching on prayer in Luke 11 contradicts this notion. He told a parable about a man who went to his friend's house at midnight and then asked for some bread to feed his unexpected visitors. At first, the friend refused, for he and his family were in bed. Finally, he got up and gave him the bread. Not out of friendship, but because the caller was so persistent. That's in verse 5 through 10. And Jesus used this parable to contrast this reluctant friend with our generous Heavenly Father. If an irritated neighbor would give in to his friend's persistence and grant his request, how much more readily will our Heavenly Father give us all we need? Hallelujah. And it's true that God, in his great wisdom, may sometimes delay his answer to prayer. It also is true that we must pray in harmony with the scripture and God's will. But Jesus moved beyond those facts to urge us to persist in prayer. He told us to ask. He told us to seek. He told us to knock until the answer come in verse 9. So I will suggest to you, you and you, that out there in my digital podcast listening audience on tonight, don't worry about worrying God. He will never tire your persistent prayer. Hallelujah. We know that God never tires of our asking. And we know that the Roman emperor saw torture as a legitimate way to put muscles and teeth into their lungs. They were known to bind the bodies of a murder victim to the back of his killer. On the penalty of death, no one was allowed to release the condemned criminal. This terrible practice called to mind the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 7. It's as if he felt that something dead was trapped to him, and accompanied him wherever he went. We find out, as children of God, we long for purity and holiness. Yet at times we feel helpless, bound to the dead body of our flesh. Even though we are new creatures in Christ, we know that the physical body itself is not evil. We know that the tendency of sin is always with us. This causes us to cry out with the apostle, who will deliver me, hallelujah, from this body of death? That's verse 24. Paul answered his own cry in chapter 8. He said that through the forgiveness of Christ, we are free from eternal condemnation. That's verse 1. Then by the strength of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are empowered to do the will of God. That's verse 9. And someday in heaven, these mortal bodies of ours will be redeemed. That's verse 23. I want to encourage your heart on tonight that you are not hopeless. You are not bound by flesh. Praise God. Because Christ broke the power of sin, we can serve him in the newness of life. We know that at times, sin's power within grows strong. Too strong, it seems, for us to bear. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus said, look unto me. I broke sin power, so don't despair. And we know that to overcome sin, we can starve the old nature and feed the new. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that forgiveness is what Christ want you and I to do to anyone that has ever brought any harm or any hurt or any danger into our lives. We are to forgive them. We don't necessarily have to forget, but we most certainly have to forgive, because that is what God's word tells us, to forgive those that have despitefully used you and said all kind of a matter of evil things against you. Because in this life, we're going to be talked about. We're going to be scorned. We're going to be built just like Jesus was. We're going to be sometimes put to death. ought I say, for the sake of the gospel. But we ought to forgive them, just like Jesus said on the cross before he died and gave us the ghost. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so we know with that in mind, we're going to have to forgive them just as Christ has forgave us of our wrongdoing, of our sins. Things that we've said that wasn't right to someone, that wasn't so kind. We have to forgive them and move on with the program. Move on to the task ahead. Move on with the assignment of God. We have to move on and keep on moving. You got to keep on holding up that bloodstained banner. And our sermon on tonight was Get Off My Back. And our key scripture reading was found in the law of Romans 7:24. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that if someone is on your back, you can tell them in a kind, courageous way to get off my back, please, sir. I'm going to the Father. If you have any questions, I would suggest you to consult my Father. And that is Jesus Christ. He's sitting in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Sometimes people have problems with us as children of God. We're trying to witness to people as we go to and from in this life. On our daily journey, we're witnessing. We're winning souls to Christ's kingdom. And people don't seem to be want to be bothered. And they may tell you to get off my back. But you can suggest to them that I am not trying to, you know, bring any condemnation to you. I'm not trying to talk down to you. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to introduce Jesus to you. Hallelujah. While the blood is still running warm in your veins. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we know that a lot of people is not ready to give up the world. They feel like, yay, I got a lot to live for. It's still a lot of more pardons that I need to do. Still a lot of more sinning that I need to do. I want to see Mr. Jones' wife one more time. I want to see Mr. Jones' husband one more time. And so I still have a lot of things on my agenda that I want to accomplish before I just, you know, give up the world. So we know that in that retrospect, we might be told in this life to get off my back by someone. But you just keep right on moving. You keep right on pressing your way. Keep on doing the will of your Father. Because in the end, hallelujah, we know that thy lay wake a reward for you and you. A crown of life, a snow white robe awaits you and you and you that persist on to do the will of the Father. Although you might get tired sometimes this old body will wear down on us and it seems like we can't go any further. But what we need to do then is just go down on our knees, go in our secret closet, and ask our Father to give us strength. Father, give us strength to move on, to press our way. Because we know that we got a work to do. There are many souls that's lost. Hallelujah. And they need to be found. And God has messengers. Spiritual messengers. All across this world. Across this spectrum, across this earth, God has people like you and I that that he has given assignment to do his will and to do it the way that he said do it. And if we don't do God's will, then that means that we are contrary children of God. We are wayward children. We are heathens because we are not doing the will of our Father, the way that he has outlined for us to do. Each and every one of us have a price before us. You are not of your own. You are bought with a price. You are bought with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus Christ. And his 39 stripes across his back assured us that if we wanted to live in the next life, because after this life is laid up for those that are living to according to God's will and God's way, another life, and that's the eternal life that you can have with Jesus Christ. All you have to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. Acknowledge God into your life. And it's a done deal right now. Maybe someone out there right now that you're tired of living the life that you're living. You're tired of just, you know, your life just going in a downhill spiral. I want to encourage you tonight that this can be the last downhill spiral of your life, because you can start your life anew right now. Stand right where you are and lift your hands toward heaven and tell God that, God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I have sinned against thee. I'm asking you into my life right now to be my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And Jesus will set up housekeeping in your temple, but it must be clean, rid of sin, because God will not, cannot dwell in an unclean temple. So your temple must be clean and rid of all sin and debris. And then you can go and find you a good church home that teaches the divine word of truth, teaching God's law and God's precepts. Hallelujah. So I would suggest you on tonight, if you have told someone to get off your back that was trying to lead you to Christ, now is the time of salvation. This might be your final time tonight. This might be your final curtain call on tonight. So I would suggest you to don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. God is knocking at someone's heart on tonight. And I would give God my life if I was you, so I would have a chance to live with God forever throughout eternity versus living in hell with fire brimstone, everlasting fire. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something. Hallelujah. To demagnetize your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want those zipper fire, go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been The Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. And before ending, hallelujah, I will encourage you till we come across these highway and skyways. I would encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the completion of this selection bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.